Pete Spike, I'm with Arapahoe Citrus in Fort Pierce, and then we also have G&S Fruit Packers and Orange Shop up in Marion County, Gift Fruit Shippers.
Your impression of the variety testing today?
They're definitely coming along. There's some good-tasting, easy-peel, seedless varieties that I think will be working their way through the gauntlet, and assume they check out, they'll probably be released here in the next 18 months or so. We're looking forward to those.
That's mandarins?
Mandarins, yes, sir. And 914 is holding up well as far as the fruit acceptability. We are still testing it to see how it's doing with HLB.
How about peeling those other things, easy peel? Does it have those characteristics?
Most of them are easy peel. The very best tasting ones are a little bit harder to peel than a clementine, but you know, if people want them bad enough, we found that they'll go ahead and figure out a way to get to them.
So you figure we'll find some things that will appeal to customers.
Yeah, we actually had brought over two just for fun, an irradiated Page and Nova to make them seedless that we did with USDA and the fruits out there. And it compares well with the new varieties, and it'll be out. The Novas will be out next year, the Page year after that. So we think we've got some really good answers coming. We just need to get them planted and in production.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.